Hello and welcome to the
Peas in a Podcast.
I'm Sophia.
And I'm Jemima.
Today we will be talking about extracurriculars across school, including the benefits that they have on our mental and physical health,
secondary school versus primary school extracurricular,
fees,
and why you should attend them.
Today we interviewed Miss Greenfield, who's head of extracurricular at Wickersley School.
Hi everyone. As part of my role with personal development, I have a lot to do with the extracurricular programme at Wickersley. I ask staff what they would like to offer, I ask students what they would like on offer, and I'm also a PE member of staff as well, so I am involved quite a lot in the extracurricular programme.
How do children know about extracurriculum in school?
So there's lots of ways that we advertise extracurricular at school. The first one is lots of social media posts. So the adverts are out on the website for staff, students and parents to be able to access so they can see what's on at any given point. Each morning, form tutors have what we call a landing slide. And after that, I put on what each day's extracurricular kind of offer is, whether that's a break time club, whether it's a lunchtime club, whether it's after school. So that gets put on there. And then whenever the extracurricular programme changes, a new poster gets created, it gets put up on in the rooms on the form room. So hopefully form tutors get to promote that as well.
Thank you. Do you know if doing extracurriculars impacts people's mental health around school?
Extracurricular has a really positive impact on mental health for students. Firstly, it's a chance to do something different. Gets them outside of the classroom, they join in something new. They often meet new friends through that as well. So that could be friends that they don't have lessons with because they're in a different year half in their year. Or it could even be where different year groups are together, they make friends across different year groups. So that social benefit is a massive positive in terms of extracurricular. That social benefit, having conversations with each other and getting you away from kind of day-to-day life. The other thing is taking part in a hobby is actually a really good thing in terms of boosting positive kind of endorphins and making you feel good about yourself, boosting your confidence and your self-esteem. So that just doing something different allows you to build lots of kind of leadership and confidence boosting skills. And then the final thing that it does in terms of that as well is it allows you to gain a wide range of skills that you might use after school. So you might look at team building, you might look at problem solving. You can then think about what they're going to put into allowing you to apply for jobs or different pathways in the future.
How many children take in part in clubs around the school?
So we have roughly 35 to 40% of our school cohort take part in some form of extracurricular. That's all the way from year 7 all the way up to year 13. With quite a lot of our year 13s taking part in something, whether it's drama, sport, music. They often do it based on kind of their interests and potentially what A-levels they're taking as well.
Do you think there's any way to get the remaining percentage to do more extracurricular?
I think depending on what is on offer, so we could look at what students want us to put in place so we can try and engage more students. But we also find quite a lot of our students do things outside of school in their own time. So that sometimes impacts on what they can attend after school.
Thank you.
We now have Mr. Holmes, head teacher of Aston Hall Primary School, to talk about extracurricular activities. What clubs are available at Aston Hall?
So at our school we offer a range of different extracurricular activities. We provide them all for free, which is a big sort of positive within the enrichment activities we provide as well. So we have two clubs every week on two different days that are run by our school staff. So they might range and change throughout the year from things like quiz clubs, book and biscuit clubs, arts and crafts, and things like that. And then we have external providers who come in linked to the Learners Trust, who provide specific enrichment activities. And again, these change every half term. So for example, at the minute we've got a circus skills club and we've got a Nerf Wars club running at the moment, and that changes on a half term basis to something different. We have things like glow in the dark dodgeball, we might have Rotherham Titans in doing rugby, NFL flag football and things like that.
Great, that sounds really fun. How do kids at your school find out about the clubs that are on offer?
So we share it with their parents via our website and via Class Dojo, which we use for communication with parents. So every half term, sort of midway through the half term, we put a communication out to parents to tell them what clubs are available for the next half term. We try and balance the days because we know there's lots of children that have got other activities outside school, like gymnastics, dance, football, swimming, things like that. So to make it so everyone gets a chance to take part. And then we try and make it so that it changes which clubs are available to which year groups as well, so that there's a fair balance across the board. And then we share with the parents they to book on manually for that, and we always find that the clubs are full on a half-terminal basis.
Do you think the clubs are well attended?
Yeah, we have all the clubs are full on a half-terminal basis, and we're really fortunate that some of the people in the data team at our trust do little bits of analysis for us, so we can see who's attended, who's not, and how those children fall into different groups. So we're tracking if it's maybe boys or girls and things like that that have attended, or is there certain groups of children in certain year groups that don't. And we can also track across the year how many children have attended maybe one or more or two or more clubs and which children have missed out. So we're very fortunate at primary that we get good attendance at those.
Thank you. For the last interview today, we will be talking to a primary and secondary student for their opinions on extracurricular in their schools.
Will, which after-school clubs do you go to and what do you do there?
I go to a daily after-school club, and we can sometimes do arts and crafts, we can go outside, and the Key Stage 2 go on the Chromebook sometimes.
What do you enjoy about it?
I enjoy seeing my friends and having a nice time with them.
Emmeline, I heard you stopped going to some extracurricular clubs in school. How come?
Well, we didn't have, for most of them, we didn't have enough students to go, and the teachers just weren't very interested in it, so we weren't able to get the full experience from it.
We've already asked some teachers about what they think, but I'd like to get a student perspective on it as well. What do you think are the benefits of extracurricular?
I think some of the benefits are that it creates an open space for you to be yourself, and you can make new friends and gain new skills.
Thank you, Emmeline. So, Jemima, after hearing all the interviews, what do you think about extracurricular?
I feel much more confident around extracurricular, and I might consider joining one myself. What about you?
I see all the benefits now of extracurricular and how it can impact your mental health so greatly. I agree, I'm going to think about joining some more.
Thank you for listening to Peas in a Podcast. Peas in a Podcast.